hundreds of Palestinian prisoners and detainees have been freed from Israeli jails these past few weeks. That's in exchange for the release of Israeli hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. It's part of the fragile ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. Many of those Palestinians were released to their families in the Israeli-occupied West Bank, and they allege harassment, arrests, and intimidation by Israel. NPR's Kat Lonsdorf reports.
The Zuchayer house is at the end of a long residential street in East Jerusalem. On the morning we visit, kids are running around. It's full of family. We're here to see 47-year-old Ashraf Zuchayer, who was recently released after 23 years in Israeli jail.
I feel I was born again.
He was arrested in 2002 for being a member of Hamas and driving a suicide bomber to an attack on a Tel Aviv bus. Six people were killed. He was sentenced to 600 years in jail. Ashraf said when he heard he would be released...
Tell me, that's dream or truth?
When he got released, members of his family immediately rushed him home, where his parents were waiting for him.
That's the best moment in my life, yeah.
His mom had cooked a big meal, and people from all around the neighborhood gathered. But the celebration was short-lived.
2 hours after that, soldiers of the Israeli occupation forced my house.
Israeli forces raided the house, guns raised, according to the family and several New York Times journalists who were there covering it. They forced people, including children, to the floor. They arrested Ashraf's brother. They came back 2 days later and arrested 12 more members of the Zuchayer family. The Israeli police told NPR they were arrested for, quote, involvement in a recent demonstration supporting a terrorist. A police report says they were waving Hamas flags and shot off a gun. The family denies that. Ashraf says his relatives tried to argue, saying they were celebrating Ashraf's release because he's family, not because he's Hamas. Israel says such celebrations encourage violence and terrorism and has long discouraged them. And the government has been especially adamant about it during this ceasefire deal, banning them. But Palestinians say the rules are ambiguous and that the ban is an intimidation tactic.
The Israelis play some silly games.
Qadura Feres is the head of the Palestinian Prisoners Affairs Commission, the official Palestinian group that deals with detainees. He says what happened at the Zuchayer house is an extreme case, but it fits a wider pattern.
In all the villages, all the refugee camps, the Shabak phoned the family.
That's Israel's internal security agency. Feres says released detainees and their families get frequent phone calls reminding them not to celebrate. The security agency, also known as Shin Bet, did not respond to NPR's request for comment. And Feres points out,
Israel continue arrested as part of their strategy.
Israeli forces are still arresting Palestinians in the West Bank on a daily basis, especially since it launched a major operation there just as this ceasefire deal went into effect. So even as hundreds of Palestinians have been released from Israeli jails in recent weeks, hundreds more have been arrested or detained during that time. And
those that they released, they could rearrest them again.
Dozens of those released in the first ceasefire deal back in 2023 were later rearrested and four killed by Israeli forces. Feres says it's a way of keeping former detainees and their families on their toes. In a small Palestinian village outside of Ramallah, Rudania and her nephew Hamid welcome us to their family home. We're not using their last names because they tell us they've been threatened by Israeli forces and they fear for their safety. Rudania's brother, Hamid's uncle, is soon to be released after 16 years in Israeli jail on charges of being affiliated with Hamas. Hamid says Israeli soldiers were just at the house a few hours ago. He says the soldiers told them that if the family celebrates, they'll raid the house and arrest anyone who participated. Rudania says it all has the family on edge. As we're talking, another member of the family pokes their head into the living room and says word has spread that the Israeli military is at another house down the street. Rudania keeps getting up to look out the window nervously. Maybe after you leave, she says, the soldiers will come back. We pack up and head out, just as one, two, three armored military jeeps waving the Israeli flag drive by the house and continue down the street. Kat Lonsdorf, NPR News in the occupied West Bank.